Chapter 12, Prayers and Litanies for Humility. A New Year's Resolution Prayer. Lord, you know better than I know myself that I am growing older and will someday be old. Keep me from the fatal habit of thinking I must say something on every subject and on every occasion. Release me from craving to try to straighten out everybody's affairs. Make me thoughtful, but not moody, helpful, but not bossy. With my vast store of wisdom, it seems a pity not to use it at all, but you know, Lord, that I want friends at the end. Keep my mind free from the recital of endless details. Give me wings to get to the point. Seal my lips on my aches and pains. I dare not ask for improved memory, but a growing humility and a lessening of my arrogant confidence when my memory seems to clash with the memories of others. Teach me the glorious lesson that I occasionally may be mistaken. Keep me reasonably sweet. I do want to be a saint, but a sour old person is one of the crowning works of the devil. Give me the ability to see good things in unexpected places and talents in unexpected people. Give me the grace to tell them so. Amen. Litany of Humility. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being loved. From the desire of being extolled. From the desire of being honored. From the desire of being praised. From the desire of being preferred to others. From the desire of being consulted. From the desire of being approved. From the fear of being humiliated. From the fear of being despised. From the fear of suffering rebukes. From the fear of being calumniated. From the fear of being forgotten. From the fear of being ridiculed. From the fear of being wronged. From the fear of being suspected. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. That others may be chosen and I set aside. That others may be praised and I unnoticed. That others may be preferred to me in everything. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. O Jesus, grant me knowledge and love of my nothingness, the continuous memory of my sins, awareness of my selfishness, the abhorrence of all vanity, the pure intention of serving God, perfect submission to the will of the Father, a true spirit of sorrow for sin, blind obedience to my superiors, holy hatred of all envy and jealousy, promptness in forgiving offenses, prudence in keeping silent about others' matters, peace and charity toward everyone, ardent desire for contempt and humiliations, the yearning to be treated like you, and the grace of knowing how to accept it in a holy way. Holy Mary, Queen, Mother, and Teacher of the Humble, pray for us. Saint Joseph, Protector and Model of the Humble. Saint Michael, the Archangel, who was the first to bring down the arrogant. All saints, sanctified by the Spirit of Humility. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, though being God, you did humble yourself even unto death, and death on the cross, in order to be a constant example for us to confound our pride and self-love. Grant us the grace to imitate your example, so that by humbling ourselves as befits our wretchedness here on earth, we may be exalted and enjoy you in heaven forever. Amen. Morning Prayer for Humility. I have been humiliated to the dust, dear Lord, and I ask for courage to benefit from what you sent me. Teach me to know that great graces cannot be obtained without humility, so those who are to have them must be humiliated, to be made worthy by humility to receive the blessings that you withhold from the proud. Having experienced the present humiliation, may I trust it as a sure sign that you have some special grace in store for me. Amen. Humble Trust Prayer for Evenings. In every need, let me come to you with humble trust, saying, Jesus, help me. In all my doubts, perplexities, and temptations, in hours of loneliness, weariness, and trials, in the failure of my plans and hopes, in disappointments, troubles, and sorrows, when others fail me and your grace alone can assist me, when I throw myself on your tender love as a Father and Savior, when my heart is cast down by failure at seeing no good come from my efforts, when I feel impatient and my cross irritates me, when I am ill and my head and hands cannot work and I am lonely, always, always, in spite of weakness, falls, and shortcomings of every kind, Jesus, help me and never forsake me. Amen. Prayer for Humility. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I ask for the grace of deep humility in the spirit of the third degree, to avoid speaking of self and trying to attract attention, to bear criticism without being discouraged or sulking, to accept advice when given, to ask and follow the same when needed, to put myself last and be content that others are preferred to me, to acknowledge my faults and shortcomings frankly, both interior and exteriorly. Help me, dear Lord, to live out the ideal set before me by Saint Ignatius, of doing in all things the opposite to what worldly people do, rejecting with horror what they seek after, and eagerly seeking what they reject, in order to become more like you, who are meek and humble of heart. Amen. Prayer for the grace to be humble. O God, who resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, grant us the grace of true humility, of which your only begotten Son showed forth in himself an example to the faithful, that we may never, puffed up by pride, incur your anger, but that, submissive to your will, we may receive the gifts of your grace. Amen. Prayer before reading this book on humility. Come, O Holy Spirit, enlighten my understanding in order that I may know your commands. Strengthen my heart against the snares of the enemy. Enkindle my will. I have heard your voice, and I do not want to harden my heart and resist saying, later, tomorrow, right now, lest there be no tomorrow for me. O Spirit of truth and of wisdom, Spirit of understanding and of counsel, Spirit of joy and of peace, I want what you want, because you want it, as you want it, when you want it, where you want it. Amen. Prayer for help to keep fighting. Preserve me, I beg you, O most merciful God, from the cares of this life, that I may not get too entangled by them, from the many necessities of the body, that I may not get trapped by pleasures and all the things that will weigh down my soul, lest being overcome by troubles I be cast down. O my God, who is unspeakable sweetness, turn into bitterness for me all the comforts of the flesh, which withdraws me from the love of things that are eternal, and wickedly pulls me into itself, by putting before me a certain present delightful good that will only last a little while. O Lord, do not let flesh and blood have its victory with me. Let it not overcome me. Let not the world and its temporary glory deceive me. Give me fortitude that I may stand my ground, patience that I may endure, and a lot of endurance that I may preserve. Amen. Prayer before personal meditation. My Lord and my God, I believe that Thou art everywhere, that Thou art within me, that Thou seest me, that Thou hearest me. I adore Thee with profound humility and reverence. I ask Thy pardon for my sins, and, though I am unworthy to come before Thee, trusting in Thy infinite mercy, I ask for Thy help to make fruitful this time of prayer, which I offer to Thy greater glory. Amen. Prayer after personal meditation. My Lord and my God, I thank Thee for all the good thoughts, affections, and resolutions that Thou hast inspired in me during this time of prayer. I offer them to Thy greater glory, and I ask for Thy grace to put them into practice. Help me fulfill Thy will. Amen.